Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Might have to keep this one for a little while.
Oh, yeah. I was hoping so.
Yeah.
I think that's our championship song.
I think that's the move.
I mean, we got to go all the way at least to Banner Night.
Is Blow the Whistle the championship song, or is it this song?
No offense.
To Gilly?
I'm taking DMX.
Take DMX?
Yeah.
I mean, well, this is the actual song they came out to. Blow the Whistle is the celebration song.
Yes.
Yeah.
One is the run through a wall. The other one's party till you drop.
Yeah. It's almost like, what was the Philly song?
Dancing on my
Dancing
own.
Dancing on my own.
Yes.
They didn't want to say Dancing with the Stars.
No, it was a TV show.
Yeah. Yeah, they didn't come running out onto the field into Dancing on my own. I don't know that would have worked.
No, I don't think so. I don't think the town would be geeked up for
it. Yeah. Hey, thanks to Del Frisco's, who delivered lunch for everybody here today. I obviously did not
partake. You enjoyed that steak, didn't you?
Yeah, well, it wasn't for me, but everybody else seemed like they enjoyed it.
Well, Giglio even got in there, Mr. Fraud himself.
Yeah, he was in there.
He did. You can celebrate the parade at Del Frisco's Double Eagle Steakhouse at 15th and Chestnut. Doors open tomorrow at 1. They have a featured Bird's Victory VIP Martini, and they'll have their full menu available, and the parade will be on all their TVs. So you can hang out, you can make a reservation, and they still have some availability for Sunday for a belated Valentine's Day. So maybe you're going to the parade, you're going to celebrate Valentine's Day on Sunday, so you can make your reservations there. So
meat was tender.
There you go. You got to grab that?
Sure was.
I wasn't even talking during it. It's very...
He was looking at you the whole time, waiting for you to stop talking so you could shoehorn in his meat comment.
Yep. And then complain when you use it. You're like, oh, why do I have the ones that are always like that?
Well, he likes the meat drops.
He does. He loves them.
Yeah, but my problem is, my board is only meat. I might have to start a whole another drop board just for meat.
The meat section.
Yeah.
We might have to do a show after the show every day with all the meat references. So I know we're not allowed to think about next year yet, right?
I know we're still basking.
But some are talking about who the Eagles will open up against Thursday night. Of course, they as champions will open up Thursday night football. Adam Schefter has a theory.
They're going to open the NFL season in 2025 at home. And here are the exact possibilities. The Commanders, interesting. The Cowboys, not bad. The Giants, the division foes. Then we have the Bears, Lions, Raiders, Rams, and Broncos. Now, this is interesting. The Broncos would be a compelling matchup that came on this year. But I don't think the league will go that way. The Rams would be an NFC championship game rematch. I don't know. League could opt for that. Don't think it will. The Raiders, Pete Carroll's first game, probably not good enough to put on Thursday night. Not what the league is looking for. The Lions would be compelling, but I also could see the league saving that game for one of its prime time sweep ratings weeks where they need to get the big numbers.
Right.
And so we had the division opponents, which are always in play, and the Chicago Bears. And the Chicago Bears, in my mind, become the matchup to watch for that Thursday night opener.
So
why?
Amon-Ra St. Brown, the star wide receiver of the Lions, had a request.
But this 2 years ago, you played week one. right? Yeah.
2 years ago.
They probably take the Lions, honestly. I feel like they have to. If they don't, I mean, or Commanders. But really, Lions. Like, and then you could really see what would happen in the NFC Championship. Not really, but like.
Yeah, with a healthy defense.
Yeah.
Their team's not going to change much. I mean, it might change a little, but.
But your team wasn't healthy. That's the thing. That's part of the game. Like, you need.
What I'm saying, you would see what like our healthy defense, how that operates.
So, Amon-Ra St. Brown wants it to be the Lions. Mm-hmm. What is your preference in that one?
Lions or Commanders?
Not Bears.
No, I don't know. Why would I want the Bears?
Well, here's my thought on it.
Yeah.
The beginning of the season, we're still working stuff out.
Well, when I wanted Carolina last year in San Paulo, nobody wanted to go for that. I wanted the Carolina Panthers last year to get us an easy win to get us started.
I'm taking. Well, so the Bears have a new head, right? They have Ben Johnson.
Ben
right?
Johnson, Caleb Williams.
Yeah,
I just don't know if Caleb Williams is a draw. He's certainly not a draw over Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, I'm just a little worried about. See, I'm already worried about the first game next year.
It's so far.
Yeah, what are you talking about? You were about losing the game. I'm worried about the matchup being exciting.
Give me the Lions. After
I take the Lions.
After Amon-Ra's comment there?
Yeah.
I take the Lions. We get them coming out of coming off the offseason. Got plenty of time to prepare for them. Because you certainly are going to get them in a primetime game. So it's either going to be a Sunday night game or a Monday night game here when we do play the Lions.
Yep.
It won't be a 1 o'clock game.
No,
be a Sunday night game or something. So to start the season off, I'm okay with the Lions. The Lions have enough pizzazz there.
Sure. And what he said there, they can preview it as, hey, this could have been the NFC championship game. The Lions were the best team in the NFC last year, mm-hmm. even though they weren't. But we all, for a while they were.
They were,
sure.
Yeah. They had the best record in the regular season. No, yep. I totally agree. Yeah, I guess you may not want a divisional game, the first game of the season.
Hey, you want to play those all in the last month somehow.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yes. Yeah. But I'm just saying, for me, I think Jaden Daniels in Washington is going to be one of those hot teams that are on national TV a lot next year. They need more. Like, they wanted to sell us Caleb Williams. You got to play well in order for people to want to watch you. I just don't know how many people want to watch the Bears.
I don't know if I want that revenge game then. After beating them 55-23.
Oh, Washington?
Yeah.
You're still worried about losing the game.
Yeah, that's me.
Hey, who cares?
We're not losing on banner. And if we do, we just won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. Make it till week 9 when we start worrying
Listen,
at all.
I'm going to drive both of y'all crazy.
Yeah.
Because we just won the Super Bowl is going to be my motto.
Yep.
I don't care. We just won the Super Bowl.
Dude, they could trade A.J. Brown in 2 weeks, and I could be like, listen, I see it. They just won the Super Bowl. Trust it, Howie.
Yeah.
What do you want
trust
me to
Howie.
Say?
Trust Howie. We got to do an Ike Trust Howie t-shirt that he's going to hand out to everyone. Yep, we'll see it everywhere.
Trust Howie, man. He knows what he's doing, man.
Oh, it's going to give me such a headache.
Even when he doesn't know what he's doing, it seems to work out, right? Yep. It does seem to work out all the time.
It does, one way or another. Somehow the Bryce Huff thing is just like a...
And Devin White.
And Devin White, yeah. Who surprised you most with the Eagles this year? That's what we're talking about. It has to be a person. It has to be a player or a coach. Can't just say the defense. 215-592-9494. Anthony in Haddonfield, you're on WIP. Anthony.
Ant-Man.
Yes, I'm here. You hear me?
Yes.
What's up, brother?
All right. Same stuff, man. Just first-time caller, actually. I've tried like 5 times, but... Never either I lose the call or blah, blah. But anyway,
it's Jack's fault.
Vaughn. I agree with Ike.
Zach Vaughn surprised you the most.
Yeah, and I was fortunate enough to go to the Super Bowl. Man, I'm still like just off the edge. You know, it's
you went to the game.
How about that?
How about
that? Now, was that something you had planned before the year when the Eagles made it? You went and you planned the trip then. How'd that happen?
I planned it last minute, like the last week.
Wow.
I just said, you know, I never went to one, and it's like a once-in-a-lifetimer, you know.
Did you go by yourself?
A friend of mine said, yo, I'll go. Then he bailed. So then I talked my daughter and son-in-law to coming in, and my wife had to do the babysitting.
Oh, there you go.
And then surprised by my other daughter and her boyfriend showed up. They didn't even tell me. So
There you go. And you waited on buying tickets a little bit, so maybe they're a little cheaper than if you bought them right away.
I actually bought the tickets. You know, I went to the tailgate thing with Bo Allen and Selleck, and I was looking there like 2 p.m. And then
You still didn't have tickets at 2 p.m?
No, I wanted to go up to the office and buy them, but you couldn't get on the site unless you had a ticket. You know, it was so much security, and you know, it was wild. You know, and then I bought them right there off of StubHub.
There you go.
You know, there were some cheaper ones, but I wanted to be at midfield, and I was. I was right above the camera people and all. So,
okay.
You know, I was in 640, I think, row 10.
Mm.
So it was beautiful view. But, you know, just to watch that game and, you know, all the sacks and the interceptions and unbelievable. You know, once in a lifetime, like I said, you know.
There you go. Yeah, I mean, if you're going to pick, you said you'd never been to a Super Bowl, and that's why you wanted to go. And thank you so much for the call, Anthony. Picking this one, man, you hit the Super Bowl lottery with this one.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a good one.
That was a good one. And the way they won the game.
And
it was stress-free. Yeah, and the town you were in. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, but don't you wish it was a little bit more stressful?
No.
No, I'm good.
No, that was awesome. Yeah.
No, I'm good.
Dude, I was even stressed in this game until it was 34.
Yeah, you know, you were stressed. It was 34-0.
34 is when I was okay. 24, I was stressed.
Yeah.
Because I do the, if they score in this opening drive, this is a whole different game. They're down 10 in every Super Bowl. The Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Valentine's Day is tomorrow. One-stop shopping at Mark's. Chocolates and flowers included with your qualifying purchase, marks-jewelers.com. It is the same question. What are you? Who are you most surprised by? Now, Iceman on Twitter said, I was a huge Fangio skeptic, and man, he proved me wrong. I didn't know there were any Fangio skeptics.
A little bit, because we heard reports coming out of Miami.
Oh, right. They didn't like him.
Yeah, so we didn't know exactly what to expect.
Yeah.
Then it was the one comment where Howie was like, well, Vic thinks he does, or something like that,
right,
at the combine or something.
Yeah, USA in draft picks.
Yeah, so now we're like, hold on, is there issues here? Is this a problem?
And then Vic, I mean, he was so honest in his press conferences. We're talking about Bryce Huff.
Yeah.
Today he can't play against the run, but we'll see. It changes. And Elliott was trying to run Vic Fangio out of town early.
Definitely was, all because he had...
because of Bryce Huff and Devin White.
Make sure that's
Devin
factored
White.
In on Eagles Insider of the Year.
You know, I completely forgot about
Thank
that.
You.
Oh, yeah. We didn't forget about that.
He insisted
that
they should be playing Devin White and they should be playing Bryce Huff more. He insisted it.
I don't remember.
Everybody giving him likes on Twitter. And he wanted him to take a guard rather than Quinyon Mitchell.
And he picked the Chiefs.
He didn't pick the Chiefs. Now, that's unfair. He did say the Chiefs were a better team, though.
Even that's fireable.
Elliott was doing personal interviews with Bryce Huff and Devin White for 3 weeks straight.
He was.
Yes, he was the only one talking to him.
Yes.
Trying to get their side of the story. Yeah. Like,
are you sure you don't want to play special teams? I mean, you would if they asked you, though, right?
Trying to run Vic out of town, man.
Right? I mean, the Kobe team is always hurt, right?
Oh, man, that was funny, man. Bryce Huff is not playing.
He's your highest paid free agent. You might as well let him go out there and play.
Yep.
Well, he was watching.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
In the snap count, man. Yeah, that's got to be deducted off of it for somewhere.
Yep. That's a good point. He's down to three.
At 4:30, we're going to have him on to recap the lock cleanout day.
Yeah.
We need to break down some of his antics this year.
The little Twitter fingers, Elliot Twitter fingers.
He is Twitter fingers right now.
You know, the Fangio thing, you had mentioned, I think, halfway through the year, that his way... This is a great situation for his way because you had two kinds of players. You had players who failed last year and young players who are moldable, just came out of college.
Yep.
Right? And they're used to being coached hard. Most college players are. Yep. And then the ones who failed last year, and you had guys like Zach Bond on a one-year deal, you know? So this was really a great situation for him. And, you know, guys like him eventually wear out their welcome.
That's what I was going to say. We'll see how long it works.
Yeah. It's, you know,
normally a three-year window until you start to be like...
Yeah. It's like Laviolette, you know, at the Flyers. Sorry to bring it back to Elliott. Also, is anti-Saquon. Want that on the record.
Oh, was he?
Was he?
Yeah, he did not want to pay a running back. Come on.
Oh, you know, he was so anti whatever we were doing. He was going the other way. That's why he went with the guard, too. That's why he did the guard thing in the draft.
We might have to drop him out of the insider rankings for being wrong on all these things. So when you're liking one of those tweets... About Jalen Hurts. I want you to. He didn't want Saquon. He wanted to play Bryce off of Devin White. And he didn't want Quinyon Mitchell.
And by the way,
when they drafted Quinyon Mitchell, he said he would have taken a different cornerback, too.
He
wanted a different cornerback.
Now, so did Ike, but.
Hold on. I wanted Cooper.
You did want Coop.
Yes.
We give you points for Coop.
I did want I did have the Bama corner. He went to Detroit.
Yes.
Armstead, right?
Taron Arnold.
Taron Armstead, yeah.
Arnold.
Yeah. Whatever his name is. Who cares?
It doesn't matter.
Not our guy.
I know Quinyanamo Bay.
That's right.
Who won a Super Bowl? Not that guy.
Bad offseason for Elliott. Heated up throughout the season. We'll break it all down at 4:30.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Oh, let's see how Rios is feeling. How are you feeling, buddy?
Rios.
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
What's going on?
Oh, yeah,
you
sound a lot better today.
Yeah, dude. Now, Rios, you know I respect you and I love you. Man, when we heard you on the way back from New Orleans, that was a Rios who had given his all.
New Orleans sounded like they got the best of you.
Yeah.
Look, I don't know. Hey, look, I enjoy every minute of it. I'm not going to say it got the best of me. There's some things I can't put on there, but I definitely got a lot of love down there.
We got you.
What was that thing that I said that, you know, and something to always remember, like I was, you know, in my speech, I called us, we're going to be soul robbers. We're going to rob they soul, which what we did. Yeah, I got my soul robbed down in New Orleans. But anyway.
That hammer is real, for real.
Yep.
Duh. All right, so if I say, you know, I know y'all say one person.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody mentioned it because I've been off and on listening, taking care of some stuff. But my one person is CJGJ.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a good one.
And by the way, Elliot didn't think it was a good idea bringing CJGJ back too.
I forgot about that one too.
So just while we're on it.
Let me ask y'all a question. Do anybody really be taking Elliot seriously? I love Elliot too, but sometimes I just be like, I ignore it like that. All right, let me give you an example. There was a guy. So we were doing Eagle chants and stuff while we was at this restaurant. And me, you know, I'm very serious about my squad. So, but I could talk junk back and forth, right? But there was this one guy. He went to my best friend. He was, you could tell he was a sucker. He was a softy, right? But he was like, oh, man, bleep the Eagles, but I like Saquon. I immediately turned my face. And the reason why I turned my face to ignore it, because they already know, like my best friend already know that I would have choked the crap out of him because he literally came and said, F the Eagles. But what, like, no, you could have came up and said, I didn't like the Eagles, whatever. But, you know, he's a softy, a sucker. But anyway. Speaking of, I don't even know where was my point for that.
Oh, CJGJ. And he feels like a Rios kind of player, actually.
Oh, for sure.
Bro, and this one I say, it ain't like a surprise. All of y'all understand. Look at when we had CJGJ before we let him go to Detroit. Think of even just the Super Bowl. The freaking attitude. He came and will bring the pain on you. One of the smallest guys on defense. He came to bring the pain in that attitude. Regardless of whatever it is, he's a young man who's going to talk his trash and pump people up. And literally, we got him back, and that's what we got. The spark. No matter what, you could get pissed off because it's still whatever that Commanders game when they, you know, for talking trash, they threw him out. Whatever it is, that man, we needed that, man. We needed every minute of something like that. And that's why, you know, And everybody, I always say it, we're not a pretty. We're ugly, man. Play ugly. It ain't trying to be pretty, dog. Yeah. Y'all lost. Y'all wanted to be pretty then. Got ugly, and look what we've done. And there's people talk about the worst Super Bowl ever and this and that. You's a freaking hater because we stood a moho in they ass. You know what I mean?
Yep.
The young boys. You got, let me tell you something. I'm going to call y'all. I'm going to call this, and I'm going to put it here right on the air. These young bulls are throwback young bulls. They throwback. They on the street. They on the street playing till the pole lights turn on. These were some young, throwback youngins. You know what I mean? That played their butt off and didn't care. You ain't got to respect nobody on that team until after the freaking game. You know, and then people talk about Taylor Swift getting booed. Who gives a damn? You a celebrity. You take the good and the bad. You want to play both sides? You want to be a flip-flopper? Well, that's what you're going to get. It is what it is. As long as nobody doing stuff that is unnecessary violence, that I will call. As long as that ain't going on, so the freak what? I bet you Jason Kelce's wife, she wasn't going to change on nothing. Huh? She wasn't going to change on nothing, I bet. And anybody who's rocking with Philly, we ain't changing on nothing. My son could play for another team. If he played for the Cowboys, I'm like, yo, I hope we bust y'all, you know, ass and everything. But, you know what I mean?
Not if he paying your mortgage, you ain't going to say that.
Say again?
If he paying your mortgage, you ain't going to say that.
If he paying my mortgage, whatever, I'd be like, look, you know what? That's for all the child support and everything. You owe me anyway.
That's a good point. He does owe you.
I actually believe you would say that, Rios. I believe you.
Gentlemen, I try to be the truest as it is. That's just who I am. Like, look, Barry Sanders' dad did. You know what I mean? And at the end of the day, it's just love. My son will always know, yo, my dad ain't going to change when it comes to them Philadelphia Eagles. I drove up there. I gave up the body up there, literally.
Yep.
And, you know what I mean? Like, dog, like, this was all well worth it. So, and one more thing. Hey, yo, and speaking on, you know, because I text Jack. Y'all were speaking on music. If the Phillies want to keep doing
there it is.
Thing, there it is, yeah.
The definition of insanity. You keep doing the same thing. Let me tell you something. Y'all talked about the music. DMX, bust your head on the field, blow the whistle. We had fun because we bust y'all ass. There's nothing in Sucker on My Own that makes sense on either
Sucker
way.
On my own.
And if you want to keep playing that, then God bless you. You're not going to win anything.
You're not going to win
Well,
nothing.
They retired it last year, and they lost in the first round.
Jack, they didn't retire none. They still had – whatever the Phillies was doing, there was some sucker stuff in there. And it's up to you. You got to fix it, Jack.
That's right. You.
You got to fix it. Now, bring – I don't know, get your inner CJGJ and fix it. Because, bro, and to the Phillies, Bryce Harper, and leaders, let me tell you something. Take a book on the Philadelphia Eagles. Them young boys didn't care. So I hope y'all could come out hungry, and we made y'all hungry. But if y'all want to play slap and tickle,
God bless y'all. Gentlemen, I love y'all to death. Peace.
All right, Rios.
Rios.
CJ GJ is a good one because that was a, you know, hurt a lot, is a seems like a lunatic, but they didn't
get hurt this year, did he?
Nope.
I think he played every game.
He did. And and they did need his energy.
Yeah.
He did steal a couple of interceptions from Quinyon Mitchell.
Well, yeah, he did.
He did do that.
He's like, you're a rookie. Yeah, you'll get more down the road.
Well, you do need players like that are on the edge, I think.
Oh, you got to have a couple of those out there.
Right. That are going to.
Especially on defense.
Defense and special teams.
Yeah.
Right? Both.
Damn right.
Yeah.
I held down the special teams. Dalt wasn't wrapped tight out there on the football field. Neither was Hugh Douglas. Jeremiah Charter was half wrapped tight. You know what I mean? Like, he had to be cerebral to some point, but he also was the middle linebacker.
Yep.
And he never stopped talking out there on the field. So, yeah, you had to have guys like that on the team, man. It's okay for everybody else to be sort of upstanding and good guys and all of that. But, yeah, you got to have a few roughnecks out there on the field, too.
Maybe this offseason we get another album from CJGJ. We got one right as the season started this year. Mm-hmm. I feel like we need another record, another album from CJGJ.
Something tells me you won't have to wait long before you get that. Yes.
Yeah, come on. Telling me? He's already recording it.
Writing up songs about the championship, man. You know it.
He has to be.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't mind him spending his energy doing that.
Doing that? That's fine.
I don't mind that.
No.
He has to be able to release his that energy sometimes. So yeah, he's good.
Yeah, an artistic endeavor better than tweeting. I think it'll work
right,
out for you
better than tweeting.
Better. Like, I'd rather he make a record than do a Twitch stream. I'd rather he make an effort. I'd rather he make an album than do a podcast.
Right.
And I'd rather he make an album than tweet.
Does anybody now? Slay already has a podcast. But does anybody get a podcast?
Oh, who's most likely on the Eagles to start?
Dude, the offensive line should all start one.
Yeah, that would be a good one.
I guess
one.
We can trust them with a podcast.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, we could trust those guys.
Yeah, we could trust those guys. I'm trying.
I can't trust everybody with a podcast.
No, Mailata would be a good podcaster, I think.
Oh, and Dickerson.
Dickerson be a good podcaster.
He's going to be, that's an underrated one to look out for tomorrow.
Oh, right, because he is a psychopath.
Yeah, Dickerson, right? We've heard him before games.
Yes. And he's big on violence, too. He could sound like Rios up there. Yes. Imagine Dickerson up there, and he goes, as Rios in North Philly says, I think we would all have a heart attack right at that moment.
I think Rios would tackle him.
Yeah. He's like, all right, everyone, what makes the grass grow? All million people screaming blood.
That'd be a good moment for the city.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, people would love that.
Yes, it would get us a great reputation. Speaking of great reputation, Mike Mayock has one. Mike has been with us since about the middle of the season when Mike Lombardi bailed on us.
Yep.
Yeah, how you like that, Mike Lombardi? We got a trophy.
Yep.
We're champions.
How do you like that, buddy?
Yeah, we're down.
Hope you enjoy your 6-5 North Carolina.
Yeah, when you go win the ACC.
Now they did offer Blunt Jr. today. LeGarrette Blunt Jr. today. So UNC's heating up.
It is.
He's going to get all his former players' kids.
Mike Mayock joins us next. Your calls as well. Who surprised you most this year with the Eagles? 215-592-9494. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Enjoy USDA Choice Beef New York Strip Steak, bone-in for $7.99 per pound, which pairs well with Josh Cabernet, 750-milliliter bottles priced at $14.99 each, or buy six or more mix and match for just $13.49 each plus CRV. Signature Select Value Pack Boneless Pork Top Loin Chops, $3.99 per pound. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.